Due to recording difficulties, this message was not recorded live at Good Samaritan Baptist Church on 8 March 2015. This improvised computer rendering of that message is provided in its stead. Please turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12. Last week we looked at Christ our example, and it was stated that this was not the purpose in his coming. This week we examine the true purpose of his coming. Christ is our Passover Lamb. Exodus 12:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, Exodus 12:2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Exodus 12:3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Exodus 12:4. And, if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Exodus 12:5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep, or from the goats. Exodus 12:6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Exodus 12:7. And they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. Exodus 12:8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Exodus 12:9. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. Exodus 12:10. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Exodus 12:11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Exodus 12:12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Exodus 12:13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out, and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. Exodus 12:22. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Exodus 12:23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Exodus 12:24. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to me, and to my sons forever. Christ is our Passover Lamb. John the Baptist said it like this, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Paul put it, Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. 1 Cor 5:7. The 300-word essay from this message reads as follows. MSG #1510 Christ our perfect Passover Lamb. What the Bible says. Good Samaritan's Penny Pulpit by Pastor Ed Rice. Christians rarely give sufficient weight to God's portrait of the Passover lamb. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. 1 Cor 5:7. Details of the Passover lamb are given in Exodus 12, the commemoration feast in its honor in Leviticus 23, and Numbers 9. The Passover lamb's blood, when applied in obedience, removed the condemnation of death from a house. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you. Exod 12:13. The lamb was separated from the flocks on the 10th of the month Abib. Ours was on a Palm Sunday. It was kept out for 5 days to ensure it was without blemish. Ours was examined from Sunday to Thursday. On the 14th of the month, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. 12:6. Ours was slain on the 14th, on an old rugged cross. The next day was a high holy day, a Sabbath, with a holy convocation, not assembling, and reading, beginning a 7-day feast of unleavened bread. When we apply his blood to the doorpost of our heart, we pass from death unto life, we enter into his Sabbath rest, and we unite with his holy convocation, called a church, a called out and assembled together body of believers. We purge out leaven, as instructed in 1 Cor 5:6-8. We forsake not the assembling of ourselves together on the first day of the week when God rose our Passover lamb from the dead, and made him our only mediator and high priest. That is only a quick glance of God's portrait of a Passover lamb. Dust off those 39 books of the Old Testament, they have a depth and resolution which can make your heart rejoice. An essay for week #10mar8:15. Thank you for listening to this computer rendition of the Sunday morning message, Christ our Passover Lamb. May God bless you.